Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe, it is first and 20 for the Ravens. Back up to their 23. Flacco from the gun. Inside handoff. Ray Rice across the 25-30. 35-40. He's got room midfield. He's in Patriot territory. 40. 30. And he's shoved out of bounds at the 27-yard line by Brandon Merriweather. And a 50-yard run. What an answer for the Ravens after getting backed up on a bad call.
This is Ken and Curtis. With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, that was Ray Rice highlight, I think, from the year before. Ray Rice ran for 83 to open up the ballgame, the 2009 season, the 2010 playoffs. Just trying to set
Jones and I were, no joke, walking up Route 1 as that play unfolded, going to the wild card game. By the time we got into the...
Why were you walking up Route 1?
Because we parked, I don't know. It was, you know, it was like...
Who drove? You were Jones.
I think we were dropped off. Big boozing day. And so we walked in and it was like 21-0. It was one of the great calls ever. It was in this studio, DA show at night. A guy called in and he said, "I couldn't even get past the flyby," and then down three touchdowns.
33-14 was the final that day. John Harbaugh was the coach. Joe Flacco was the quarterback. Joe Flacco is going to be on the field tomorrow. But talking about that game more from, like, do you fear the Bills, state of the AFC?
That was the game that Welker got hurt in the final regular season game against the Texans. So there was a big prank. Adolfo carried a Wes Welker fathead from this building to Gillette Stadium.
Wow.
It didn't really work.
Wacky.
Yeah.
Now, the Ravens have the Jets coming up on the 23rd tomorrow. So they'll win that game. That'll be 5 in a row. And then they probably will rattle off 2 wins against the Bengals. The Steelers game in there is the only tough one. They might be on an 8-game winning streak when you play them on December 21st.
That's but they didn't look awesome great game. Last week. I mean,
no, they're kind of winning a bit low scoring. But Lamar's just getting back. Well, he's been back for a couple weeks.
For my money, Lamar Jackson every year is the most, he and Josh Allen are the most valuable. Because what they do with what they have is, I mean, when we've been talking about the Chiefs, their demise and, you know, their 5-5, tough loss to the Broncos last Sunday afternoon. And you see where you sit today. Andy Reid was a playoff coach in 14, 15, and 16 in Kansas City. The 15, 16, 17 preceding, they won the division, I think, in those two 16, 17 years.
Have they won 11 divisions in a row? Is that right?
Right. So before Patrick Mahomes became the quarterback, they were not only a good team, they were a playoff team. They were a consistent playoff team.
An Alex Smith playoff team.
Right. And so it's so interesting how, like, you don't hear about how Andy Reid has elevated Mahomes. It's always Mahomes elevating Reid. When he went into a system, like, to compare what Drake May went into, what Brady went into, what Lamar Jackson, I guess Lamar Jackson's a better comp, but what any of these guys got, what Josh Allen got into, it's been far more on them creating the success as opposed to continuing it.
What's happening this year to him? Why has Reed lost his touch?
Well, he was bitching about Patrick Mahomes after the game, saying that there are run plays in there, the run plays called. I don't know. I mean, what the Chiefs are experiencing what the Patriots did when they were playing the Ravens in 09 that season.
Boredom?
Yep. No, the tail end of the veterans that were huge contributors to your Super Bowls were tired, and the new guys hadn't won anything yet, and it was a you know, recipe for disaster. The Patriots went 08, 9, 10, three full seasons without a playoff win.
They have three tough games coming up. Chiefs have the Colts, then at Dallas, and then Houston, who is all of a sudden alive again.
And they got Dallas, so Dallas is playing. So they get the Dallas after a long week. They get the extra
Thanksgiving.
They get 10 days to get ready for that one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Sean Payton, the best thing that ever happened to the Patriots was that he didn't join Tom Brady and go to Miami.
Yeah, of all those coaches that are around, so you have Payton, you have John Harbaugh, and you have maybe Andy Reid. Who do you fear the most in a postseason matchup between those three?
Payton, number one.
Payton, number one.
Yep.
Wow.
Then Reid, then Harbaugh.
But Harbaugh's just kind of, he's there. He's always kind of, yeah. You love to hate him.
Well, I've just, ever since he started, he got pissy because Tom said we know the rules and he did the whole Deflategate nonsense.
So it's just getting good, folks. We got an interesting year coming up, and the next 2 months are going to be awesome. It's just great to have that playoff feeling again, looking at the standings, looking at the playoff mix. And we've got Bills drama. Lady Jade has put up a poll on Twitch. Will Bill Belichick be the next coach of the Bills? You can vote there if you'd like on the social media. We've also talked receivers today. A couple texts on the A.J. Brown front. 603, A.J. Brown would be a waste of time. Diggs is bought in. Why would they even change that? It's so dumb. Ayuk will never be the same player after his injury.
Wait, he compared Diggs to who?
Brown, A.J. Brown.
Oh, okay.
774, Diggs is a leader. That's what's important. Look at Matthew Slater. They kept him longer because of his leadership, so Diggs might stay.
Right. Yeah, Matthew Slater, very similar. I'm sure the pay structure. I think Steph Diggs gets more in one game check than Slater got in a season.
508, Texter would rather not have Ayuk. He's been a headache in San Francisco. Well, so is Brown.
But
devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Who knows how A.J. Brown would react here? But I guess you kind of do know, because based on his relationship with Vrabel, that is already an established, well, he did trade him.
You know who's gotten a lot of pub this week is Todd Downing. And he met the media, I guess, Thursday. I don't know. There was a bunch of stories I read this morning where he and Diggs have gotten along really well, and Diggs has had trouble with receiving coaches in the past. And Downing said, you know, I learned very early with Minnesota that, you know, Randy Moss said, if you give me one reason not to trust you, the whole team won't. And, of course, Wiggy was also being coached by Todd Downing as well. But so maybe Diggs likes that. The fact is, he shouldn't take a discount. He shouldn't play on this deal. You only get one kick at the can at this, and if you're coming off this season, you will say restructure or trade me.
Well, it's a win-win. I mean, the Pats should be thrilled. They get him for 1 year at $20 million. That's awesome. You save $20 million this year, or at least 10.
But he's been great, but the next deal is not at all. This team should be going after younger, more talented guys that Drake May will grow with, just like he's been doing so with Pop and Booty.
774, I think Booty is a future number one. Not interested in A.J. Brown's problems. Diggs is a new dad. Give him a 3-year deal with this group and more offensive linemen like Moses, who might only play for 1 year.
Yeah.
So Booty is interesting. I thought they would miss him more. They kind of did right when he left, but credit McDaniels, he's been able to get a lot out of him. And that's one of the things that Cam Newton went on to say in that comment. Fool's gold is all people remember. But then he went on to say what's happening is McDaniels is making Drake look good. He gives all the credit to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, and he had a great experience with him. But the thing with Josh McDaniels is he has been so great that there are – when Wiggy brought up him getting another head coaching job, I laughed because it's like – it's not that he failed. It's that he literally lit Denver and Vegas on fire. And then he accepted a job in the middle there with the Colts, and the agent fired him because he was so dishonest about his interest in going to Indianapolis that they went and hired Frank Reich. So all of that's happened, and it's been a disaster. But look at this team. All the storylines over the summer about Will Campbell and Tiny Arms. How many days Andrew Callahan cataloging 62 sacks today and 7-on-7 here. And none of it's come out. I mean, Doug Marrone, does he get credit as the O-line coach? I don't know, but the offense has been just so smooth and efficient.
Well, if you ask Shime, Shime is still down on McDaniels.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
860 text, Belichick would change the Buffalo Bills logo to an image of his face.
No, Jordan would have it her face.
How about this for the Bills? You pull up their page on The Athletic. Here's the first headline. How the Buffalo Bills team, fans, and city embrace their new Hallmark holiday rom-com.
Oh, God.
Like, how about, like, ascending to before you've ascended, just putting the cart before the horse, whatever you want to call it. Like the Bills are imploding, and they're going to have this rom-com out.
It is a truly bizarre case of a city that people should be kind of owly, right? I mean, you live in Buffalo, and they're just so protective. Like Sean McDermott,
I would take Buffalo over Cincinnati, by the way, as a city, as an American city.
Cincinnati sucks.
That's the worst.
Good steakhouse. I went to Precinct. It was Chris Collinsworth's steakhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know you fly into Kentucky when you fly into Cincinnati?
I knew that. Now I got some Sox thoughts. Are you able to stomach that? Sox hot stove is heating up. You don't want to believe it, but it is.
I don't.
We had a big Naylor signing this week.
It's like you touch it. It's like Bradford's touching the stove and burning himself.
We had some Alex Speer reporting this week, which I think is very interesting. Give you a little sense of what they're doing. They released Nathaniel Lowe. They have non-tendered Giolito. So some of the plans are starting to come into focus. So I do want to get to that. But a lot of football thoughts here
Love
to
it.
Go. And our man Travis Thomas is back at 11 to 2 today. Full sports talk all day today on EEI, including KJ Lyons after that. First, though, David Azard, what's trending?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Well, Curtis, you don't want to believe it, but it's hot stove season, baby. Yeah, we got the Pats in first place in the AFC. Actually, they're not first place, right? Denver's first place, technically, or Indy? They're close. They're tied. Percentage points behind. They'll be there eventually. Don't worry.
What is your opinion of the strength of victory stat?
I'm worried about the Bruins. They have too many games in hand. So,
can I tell you something? The college football season's too freaking short. I can't believe it's rivalry weekend a week from today.
You're always like this. You watch the dark before six stat very closely, and then
we're wrapping it up. We're not wrapping it up.
We've got 2 months left. We got
of college football.
Yes, multiple weeks of playoffs now, and
whenever I see the Army Navy game, the most depressing day in America is when they show college football at 1 o'clock on a Sunday on CBS. College basketball.
Be where your feet are. Don't I tell you that all the time? Just live in the moment. We got Duke, North Carolina today. What more do you want?
By the way, speaking just, we should be local, right? Boston
Local content is King Kong.
Right. That's Jeff Rickard. I wonder if you got every radio exec in one room, if it would be one normal human IQ. So the when you look at BC, I think this is legitimate. The tectonic plates are shifting underneath Alumni Stadium.
Really?
Where there is like legitimate blowback from fans.
There's change going on.
I've spoken to higher ups.
Change like above the coaching level?
No, I'm not talking about firings or anything. I'm saying that the natives are restless in a way that has shaken the foundation of the stadium. And the AD, I don't know him. I've been told he's doing a great job by people that work there. This is not personal, but total. I saw he was the one with meter. He sounded like the owner of the Celtics.
Well, you think they should go the Northeastern route and just disband football completely. Well, I heard you say that.
Either invest or don't. Mm. If you're going to be a Bear, be a Grizzly.
Speaking of investing and being a Grizzly, the Red Sox. Now, they've got some money to spend. They've got some cash to burn. However, our man Alex Speer had this earlier in the week.
Otherwise known as one of Boston's tectonic plates.
Yeah, well, former EEI guy. So Alex Speer.
Tip of the Spear. That should be his column.
Tip of the Spear. That would be a good column. So he says, spending into luxury tech land.
Are you a gherkin guy or a spear guy with the pickle?
What? What is that?
Kosher dill spears are like them versus just the little baby gherkins.
Oh, I don't like the babies.
Yeah, same. Carry on.
Unnerving. a team that spends beyond the tax threshold suffers greater draft pick penalties, blah, 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 blah. But here's the heart of it from Speer. Multiple members of the Red Sox organization expect the team's offseason pursuits to match its rhetoric that the 2025 season represented a critical step forward, but not an end goal. And then he goes on to say, the Sox reached the playoffs, but they don't believe they can run back the same 2025 script and compete for a World Series. The goal is roster improvement. That suggests the Sox will spend beyond their 2025 payroll, which is at least $40 million in additional spending at a minimum. What would $40 million get in this market? One of their primary two needs via free agency while requiring a trade to address the other. Basically hinting that they've got $40 million to spend. They're going to get you one middle-of-the-order bat. That's what Breslow said they wanted, a middle-of-the-order bat. And they're going to have to trade for the number two pitcher, which we think might be Joe Ryan, back to some other options, Hunter Green, whatever it is. So play this out just for me before we get into the details. If the Red Sox only get one bat and trade for one pitcher, is it good enough or are people pissed?
People are they're not pissed, but it's not good enough. Like I think they'll middle it the way they have been. And John Henry could do one of two things. He could go absolutely bat-ass crazy and spend like a drunken sailor this offseason, knowing that they're going to try and crunch the players when it comes to a cap and reevaluating all these deals. Because if you look at the NHL plan that was led by the Jacobs to force the salary cap in the NHL, there were contracts that were signed that had these haircuts, like 10 to 20%. Like, so there were deals that were done that were guaranteed. In the new CBA, there was money taken away from players to end the lockout. So he could do that. I just think that John Henry, winning one World Series is more important than getting a cap in baseball. But if you're asking me for John Henry, getting a salary cap will be worth three World Series to him.
But you believe they will sign one of these guys, Bregman, Polar Bear,
right?
Schwarber.
But what was their opening day payroll last year? 200.
I think they were in the 200 range.
Right now they're at 130 something. So I mean, they have to spend, right? I mean, let's not act like
they're. According to Speer, they're at 200 now.
What?
And they would add $40 million to it.
Hold on. Are you?
They have $204 million committed to the roster this year, which is $40 million below the tax threshold, and so that's why that's where he comes up with that number of
26. So we're looking at next season, right? The 2026 season,
right?
According to Spotrac, the Red Sox are 12th with $137 million total payroll.
I'm just telling you what Speer writes. So whether he's calculating in things, Spotrac is not currently, there are deals that are not done or, you know, money that they're saving for in-season moves.
Let's just say this. Where is he writing that story?
That's the Boston Globe.
Who owns the Boston Globe?
John Henry.
Okay.
John W. Henry.
Let's not take it for, I mean, I don't, Alex is a great reporter, but I'm sorry. Let's go to Spotrac, which John Henry doesn't own yet.
So you don't even think they'll sign one guy? I mean,
no. If they're at 137, they'll sign they'll have to spend $50 million
because a bunch of those extensions that they signed, like with Campbell, Anthony, Crochet, those haven't kicked in yet. So those will be for next year. So that adds to the payroll too.
That'll add to spot.
But that's what this is.
They already included those.
Well, if they're on the payroll now, wouldn't they be just like everybody else that was on the team? Wouldn't they be at their next year's salary?
I don't know what you're looking at specifically or what Spotrick has. So
all right, how about Cots Payroll? That's an old place I used to go all the time.
Are they still in existence?
I have no idea. Okay, projected 2026 payrolls. 155 for the year-end 40 man, and then this is what he's getting. The 40, so the tax number is 196, according to Cox.
Okay, so that's what he's focusing on is the tax number.
Which is 10th in Major League Baseball. Now they're 12th in the year-end, and they're 10th in payroll right now.
Well, I think we all can agree they're not going to be the number one spending team, nor are they going to be top five probably. They're going to spend to the tax threshold.
We should just accept getting kicked in the nuts.
Ish. Yeah. I mean, they're competitive. I like where they're going, but if you have to choose, and I said this Thursday in my great appearance in the 6 o'clock hour Thursday on the Greg Hill Show, Bregman or Alonso, I'm going Bregman. But I think you also have to throw Bo Bichette in there now. There's some buzz about him. He's younger. He might fit your needs a little bit, and maybe even more than Alonso. He's the kind of guy that might peel you away from Bregman. What do you think about Bo Bichette?
I mean,
you're a big Dante Bichette guy.
I think Dante Bichette took part in the home run derby in 99. The one, do you know who won that? 99 home run derby at Fenway Park?
I should know this.
It was
B.J.
Surhoff and Ken Griffey Jr.
Wow.
In the finals.
What a pull there. I would not have got that.
I was there. Don Ursama.
B.J. Surhoff won? Or
I think
won?
B.J. Surhoff won. Maybe it was really? Ken Griffey Jr. I don't know.
All I remember is Ted, of course, being wheeled out.
Within the great moment where the PA guy goes, okay, well, the all-century team, leave the field.
But my Bregman opinion is a minority. Like, you guys put the poll up. People want Alonso. Why are people down on Bregman? I don't get it.
Ken Griffey won over B.J. Surra.
Okay. But why the Bregman? Is it just because he got hurt last year? People think he's old? Like, he worked. This is the same with the Steph Diggs thing. Why are you ready to cut ties with Diggs?
So I was.
He's working.
I don't understand this, too, like, ideologically, right? Conservative people, I understand saying the owner should keep the money. Like, that's how they view the world, that it's, you know, trickle-down economics. Why should John Henry have to pay? He took all the risk of the team. Let him keep the money. Liberals, you would say, would be build
pro-labor.
Pro-labor. Build that up. But it's flipped. Like, that woman who calls in, who's called in forever from Brookline or wherever she is. They used to call the Buckin' baseball show. Anyway, she calls in occasionally.
Allison
in Cambridge. She is, I'm sure, to the left of Bernie.
And how do you know that?
I just do. Believe me. And she's like, all four of the players not getting paid. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Why do we want John Henry to have one extra dollar in his pocket?
Well, don't you at least give John Henry this? Like, if you look around at the other owners, he's got to be pissed at these Pittsburgh Pirate style owners that just take his money and don't spend on the payroll. Like, you would be pissed if you owned the Red Sox and you had to give money to Bob Nutting and watch him just put it in his bank account.
I guess, but I would also look at the yachts and the teams I've bought with the profits I've made owning the team, and I wouldn't be too down on myself.
But you'd want to change it. You'd want to reform that system and at least get a salary
floor.
But
the issue is the owner, not players. He's not locking out an owner.
Yeah, I know, but he's just disgruntled at the current state of affairs in general. And then while you're at it, let's get a cap.
But if you're against the CBT, then why are you implementing a cap? Because then that's going to even the playing field for these losers.
Yeah, but I think at some point they just got to make sure these guys spend it and stop taxing me. You know, that's un-Boston-like.
Like John Henry, the guy that owns the Globe, you'd think would be pro-tax.
Yeah, I don't know, but either way, I like Bregman. They got to bring Bregman back. It doesn't make any sense to trade Devers and then let Bregman walk.
But I love Wiggy. You know that he sits here and he's yelling at me. I'm like, what's the difference between 40 and 30 million? He goes, 10 million.
Right.
What's the difference to any of us? Who cares? Honestly, like I the greatest example of this is David Price. David Price was massively overpaid in 2016.
That's the last time they spent over the tax in a major way.
143 was what they gave him. The second highest bidder was 100. They had 40 million north of the next highest bid, and he was mediocre here.
But
in 2018, he was dominant in that playoff run, won you a World Series, and in hindsight, nobody bitches about the David Price contract.
And isn't the timeline escalated because of the lockout? Like, John Henry should want to go a little extra further this year because he knows in 2 years he's not going to have to write all those checks. They're going to be a lockout, and so go in this year.
There is a true, deeply entrenched relationship with the people of this region and the Red Sox that will remain for many. However, if they do not reinvest this offseason, and then their owner leads the lockout and they miss another season, the Red Sox will be in a place they have never been in my lifetime. They will be below every other team.
It's hard to see that in 2 years because people are back in. Like, the ratings were great, and the postseason run.
Well, we're talking about 1 year where they don't reinvest and then another year where your owner prevents baseball from being played.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody expects that, right? You have not seen a single person.
It's definitely happened.
So
the only question is whether they get it fixed by opening day.
And I recognize, like, Ukraine, we have a lot of big issues in the world that should take precedence over baseball. But isn't there some way?
Not anymore. Trump and Mamdani were best buddies.
They're going to do a podcast. and so they, but couldn't there be, don't they have the, what's it called? There's a policy all these leagues have, antitrust exemption. Why don't?
Start a rogue league.
No, why doesn't the government implement, say, hey, if you want to keep this antitrust exemption, you need to figure out this, you can't miss a season. If we all see that this is a movable object coming down the road.
Yeah, maybe Trump will intervene.
Right?
Demand a team to play.
No, but just force the baseball owners to figure the rest out so that you get on the field. Otherwise, they lose that exemption.
Let's go to the phones. But so you never want to pick. You just like to bitch about it. You don't want to pick a player. Bregman, Alonso, Bichette, or Schwarbs? Who's your pick?
Bichette.
You're just saying that or you're being mean?
I mean, I love Bichette's younger than Alonso. I mean, I love an Italian-American, but I mean, Maloney and Alonso, that's another podcast.
It's just, why would you let Bregman go? He's so good here. He's a coach. He's a player coach.
And it does that negate that Cohiba photo.
Yeah. And so John Henry won't like that. Well, he'll just light a new one. We'll start a new one.
Those things cause global warming.
Let's go to New Jersey, where nobody pumps their gas. Talk to Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, it's quite a luxury when it gets that outside, but whatever. So I heard the dust up the other day. I turned you guys on. So, Curtis, I heard your dust up with Wiggy about the $10 million. And I think he did a poor job of articulating what he meant. He wasn't saying, I don't want Bregman to get $10 million and want Henry to keep it. I think he was saying, like, that $10 million should go to another player so the team is better. That's the way I interpreted it as. And I totally agree with that. And the thing with Bregman, and I Ken, you just did it. And I hear, you know, I'm reading all the reporters, the pool reporters, whoever covered the team talked about it. So Bregman's a great player. He's not a middle of the order bat. He never has been. And Veritek himself on your show poo-pooed the idea of pay a guy to be a coach on the field. Well, so I mean,
he was leveraging his own role, to be honest, Ryan. I mean,
I understand that he was looking for an extension. I get it.
Ryan, he's the perfect leader for Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer for five more years. He's the captain.
And
he's
the other
new
thing,
leader.
Ryan, remember the lame duck year, the press conference. This is one of the great moments in EEI history. I remember where I was when Ken tweeted 162-0 as the Red Sox had a 6-run lead over the Yankees on opening day.
I was right about that.
Right.
They went on to lose that game. And before that, the presser inside Yankee Stadium where Bogarts did not get an extension and they had just signed Trevor Story, he looked crestfallen. And Cora's message didn't land that year because his number one disciple was not invested. Removing Bregman makes Cora's job much more difficult, and I think that is the angle as well.
It's not so much that I'm against Bregman. Bregman's fine. I mean, he is breaking down a little bit. His legs keep getting injured. So, I mean, he's 32. All right. But he's, you know, he's like a 15 to 20, 65, 70 guy, and that's fine. You need those. But that should not be your number two hitter on your team. That should be like your fourth best hitter on your team. If you look at their history when they've won and when they've been competitive for the division and deep playoff runs, they've had two – you know, 300 RBI guys in the lineup. The exception was 13, where I think Napoli had 93 RBIs and Ortiz had 105. But if you look at it, you need two guys. You need to not be able to pitch around one guy. And whether Roman Anthony busts out and hits 41-10, that's great, but you need another guy. I am a big Alonso fan, not because I think he's an excellent baseball player. He's going to be mediocre. He's going to botch balls at first place. But if you look at his career, he's 30 years old. He's hit 30 and like 110 average every year. No dips, no missed games. I just think that's way more valuable for this team. They weren't that far off Toronto and the Yankees and whoever else. They weren't that far off. However, they were like $100 million in payroll below Toronto and like $180 below the Dodgers. Like, put some money into the damn team. Like, this like computer geek, let's see what the computer spits out, like approach – isn't going to work long term. It never has. You've got to pay for power. You need power. It can't be today Romy's the hero and tomorrow, you know, Kike will probably bring him back to hero. It can't be like that. You have to have solid guys in the middle of the lineup.
Very good call. But I don't like that description of Alonso. He's going to suck at first. He'll botch balls. Like, you want to replace Bregman with that? Bregman at third is so smooth. He's just flawless over there. I know he had a couple errors, but he just looks so good.
I just, like, Bregman is kind of the Red Sox guy I grew up loving. Like, he's a guy that loves it here, gets it, is a winner.
And at the deadline, you can go out and get a first baseman DH type. Those are the guys that are available at the trade deadline. So you go get a Pete Alonso type from a team that sucks and Josh Naylor at the deadline.
And, you know, you overpay for guys that love it and really engage in the Boston environment, which is why Schwarber was such a mistake. A guy that was here, that was invested in.
That's a good point. That's why he's tempting to take.
No,
pick
you
him
don't
over.
Do it now.
Yeah, I think he's just the ship has sailed, but it was majestic.
But that offseason, right? You don't call Kyle Schwarber. You don't even call him. And you sign Trevor Story to 6 years, 120, pissing off Xander Bogaerts. Like, the confluence of events was so bizarre.
Yeah. Story's opted in, though. It's ended up to be a good story.
Decent year.
Let's go to Justin in D.C. Hi, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I agree with what you guys are saying in that last caller, that the Red Sox, number one, need to spend money, and number two, add power. They're $166 million in actual cash spending right now with the extensions kicking in, and only $210 million in CBT spending. And the excuse of a lockout preventing spending is complete BS, because after that lockout, what happens is the tax penalties for violating the first, second, or third threshold get wiped to zero. And that was either in the McAdam or the Spear article. So the argument is actually you should want to spend now, overpay on 1 year, 2 year contracts, because you can go over and then you can reset the draft and financial penalties that you get once baseball restarts. All of that said, though, you can't have just Bregman back on this team. Bregman is great when you have a hitter like Devers, who's a top 10, top 15 generational talent who will drive in runs along with Anthony. And then you can have the fourth, fifth, and sixth best hitters that are going to get broken down with injuries like a Story, like a Bregman, like a Meyer on your roster. But I just wanted to leave it with this. Last year, the Red Sox limped into the wild card in a historically weak American League. They were not remotely close to the Yankees or Blue Jays in talent. Every single team that's a contender this year but the Red Sox is very likely to improve their standing, including Baltimore, who's in on Kyle Tucker and Framber Valdez and all this pitching. So I just want to say, if they have an offseason like Ken says, a reclamation project pitcher as a number two, and just re-signing Bregman and not replacing Devers, this team will not make the playoffs, and that will really hurt everybody involved.
All right, Justin, thank you. I disagree. They're not going to get a reclamation project. They're going for a number two pitcher. That's good.
They're not
that far from the Yankees roster.
You have to admit that they have been doing those types of deals, whether it's with Walker Buehler or Giolito.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they love those. That's a reclamation. But they're going to trade. They will make a trade for a legit pitcher. I have no doubt about that. Breslau said that. That would be bizarre to say that and then lie about it. All right.
Wouldn't be the first.
I love Craig. He's my CBO.
I love it.
Not High and Bloom, who doesn't call people. Brez calls people. Well, not at the deadline. You got to watch the deadline.
My favorite job on the news show in the morning, the Greg Hill show, is "Good Morning" with Craig Breslau.
That's great. I clipped the one with the booze from Twin River.
A lot of booze.
All right. Ken and Curtis, we are on until 11, and then followed by our man Travis Thomas. It's EEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. now? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
That's a lot of Van Halen. God, Van Halen. That's maybe too much, Van Halen. Maybe too much. Is that possible?
I don't know if there's ever too much.
All right, that's a fair thought. Ken and Curtis here. Home stretch. If you're just joining us, no Joe Burrow tomorrow for the Bungles. It will be, for the sixth straight start, Joe Flacco. Flacco. I used to have John Clayton on my old show, Sick Brag Bro, and he used to call him Aflac. And he loved that. He thought it was like the funniest joke ever. Affy would make that sound. Flacco. Aflac.
Best This Is SportsCenter ad on the late, great John Clayton.
Great. He's mom.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Excellent.
Speaking of, well, I'm not going to make that joke. Let's just go to Danny from Quincy. He's our guy. He was on the rails last couple weeks, right? You guys are getting along. These things are
great.
Kosher. All right. Danny, how are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm hanging in there. I mean, on the 62nd anniversary of JFK being assassinated, I guess. So,
what do you think happened, Danny? What's your belief?
You know,
Jen
Curtis,
Belichick knows, apparently.
Curtis, I was turned, you know, Caribbean Kyle Ken, right?
Yeah.
You know him. You met Kyle, Curtis. I don't think you met him at the but anyway, he took there was a Quincy High School teacher named Edgar Tatro, T-A-T-R-O.
His
Look
name was
Ed,
Educator?
No, Edgar was his first name. Tatro was his last name. And he had a class after class. I went to North Quincy, but Kyle went to Quincy.
Yep.
He had a JFK class. So everything he taught in that class is what you saw in the movie, JFK. Everything. So I knew all the stuff that went on at an early age. I think I was 17. Kyle turned me on to that guy. He's still around. I think he served on the, he was served in politics, blah, blah, blah. So he knew all the stuff. Anyway,
okay, so what do you think happened, Danny? What do you think? God in heaven, why do you go on this long rant about nothing?
Just do a podcast.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, man.
What do you think happened? What do you believe happened to JFK?
To say Oswald was the only killer, you have to be a fool.
Thank you.
Have to be a fool to assume that he was the only killer. The guy's head's going back, exploding backwards,
yep.
And they're saying he got shot from the behind. It's unbelievable. Ridiculous.
I feel like it should be a litmus test for every person anywhere. If they believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone shooter, you'd just be ostracized by society.
I can't believe anybody would even think that.
Right.
I don't even know what documents were released lately. They supposedly released documents, but did anything come out of those documents?
No, they're all redacted. It's like the Epstein list.
Okay.
It's all a bunch of malarkey.
Okay, but anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent, but I know you're a JFK. I am too.
I was in class at 17.
I mean, it is just so absurd that today, 62 years after the darkest day of our history post Pearl Harbor, before 9/11, you have a sitting president of the United States driving through one of our biggest cities where he is gunned down in broad daylight. And to this day, if you go to an official document of the United States of America, they say it wasn't a bullet, it was a magic bullet that was somehow found pristine on a gurney that fit every single piece of this. And the Warren Commission, that's a Warren Commission,
Warren,
right?
Yeah.
The people that led that were all the ones that ordered the hit. Because it was JFK was fighting against the industrial military complex. He absolutely, was fighting against
Curtis,
the CIA.
You're absolutely right. For you to think that I would think otherwise,
I'm
with you 1,000% on that. But
Danny, how about these Patriots? What are your thoughts here? What's happening here
right,
coming up?
And Curtis, you got to get on the Battle of the Bulge documentary. I sent it to Ken, so you watch that.
I watched that.
And if you got time. Yeah. Anyway, I know you're into the history of World War II.
Simon's into that right now, personally.
Ken, I heard you earlier in the show. You said, I wish they would take the reins off, I'm paraphrasing what you said, they take the reins off of Drake May.
Let Drake cook.
What's that?
Let him cook for a game. Let's see if he can throw for 400.
He has been.
He hasn't thrown for 300 yards.
Ken, every time I look, he's throwing bombs left and right. I mean, all they do is throw the ball vertical. The biggest complaint I had from last year and going back to the 4 years under Belichick after Brady left was they weren't trying to score before the end of the first half when they had the opportunity. They were throwing underneath trying to get yak yards from Henry. They were not aggressive at all. This year is completely different.
Why hasn't he thrown for 300 yards in a game? Why?
I don't care about that. It's when he's doing it. He's throwing
the ball
vertical.
Betting the under.
He could be.
Total yards, I don't know, Ken, but it's a complete turnaround. And the other thing I complained about this year was that they had, even Mac Jones, they had him in shotgun. That stupid, because they want to coddle these quarterbacks in the shotgun. They come out of college in the shotgun. Mike Vrabel is completely, I believe Mike Vrabel said, after week one, Drake May under center when it's appropriate. I realize you got to be in shotgun on third and long and so forth. I understand that. But I think the percentage now is almost even. Take away the first game, it's almost even. He's starting the offense under center. That was another thing that Vrabel did. But he's letting the guy throw. They're trying to score, Ken. And the fool's goal comment, too, that got me too, Ken. Look it. You win a Super Bowl in 18, and you win 8 in a row the following year, and that in the NFL, that's not fool's goal, Ken. That's not fool's goal. Brady was upset that he was on his way out. Maybe he didn't want to see the team.
Oh, you mean Brady? So you don't think Brady was accurate? Fool's goal,
No, I think he was still – the thing is, what gets me about that year is that they lose to Philly, and then a team coming back – to get to a Super Bowl the following week. That loss would have destroyed most teams. They came back and not only got to a Super Bowl against the Rams, they won it. And then they start the season 8-0. I mean, that's spoiled. 2 weeks ago, I said I was complete with the 20 years because people were spoiled in this town. You needed those 5 years of misery that we just had to appreciate the winning we had 20 years ago, Ken. You as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan would die for
that. I said that. I'm not a fan, but I said that to Curtis. I'd much rather be in this situation, bottom out for a couple years, and then come back.
Oh, absolutely.
But it required such fortune where you the right year
playing chess,
you get the third overall pick and you don't get number one because they would have taken Caleb Williams.
Right.
And you wouldn't get number two. You take Jaden Daniels, both good players,
right.
But that you end up with it's the Chiefs getting Mahomes at 10. When the Bears traded up to get Trubisky,
God loves the Patriots. Something.
It sure does.
Something in the water up here. Also loves Morgan Geeky. Morgan Magic. We didn't miss that today. How about this guy? 16 goals. He's leading the league.
I mean, I would trade him now.
Would you take McKinnon or Geeky if you had an open draft right now?
I can't. Those are like your kids. Which one do you pick?
I'll tell you who I pick. I pick Travis Thomas. He is coming in next. Travis Thomas has not been in for a couple months. This guy has energy like you wouldn't believe. The next 3 hours, just cover yourselves with something. He is going to come in here and unleash. He is awesome.
I love listening to Travis. And
so are KJ Lyons, but Travis Thomas is going to come in and just light things on fire for the next 3 hours.
All right. And 7 a.m. Monday morning, Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show.
Great. Looking forward to it Monday. Enjoy the Bengals game. No Burrow. You got a Flacco Sunday. Good job, David Azar, behind the glass. He'll keep going. Curtis, talk to you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.